CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 15th of March, 2026, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at romeosierragolfbravo.org, where you will find links to groups and organizations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. There are new microwave capabilities for the RSGB National Radio Centre. Submit your British Science Week reports. And there's information about exam availability over Easter. ICOM has announced that it has equipped the RSGB National Radio Centre with the IC905 all-mode transceiver as part of its ongoing support for the RSGB and the amateur radio community. This latest addition ensures that volunteers and visitors to the NRC have access to the latest VHF, UHF and SHF technology. The IC905 is an industry first, providing seamless multimode coverage across the 144, 430, 1200, and 24 and 56 MHz bands and the 10 GHz band. The arrival of the IC905 opens up new avenues for the NRC, from linking local repeaters to monitoring radio beacons for the study of microwave propagation. The IC905 was officially handed over to RSGB General Manager Steve Thomas, M1ACB, at the Martin Lynch & Sons Open Day earlier this year and has now found its home on the radio bench at the NRC. Read more about the transceiver and the NRC by going to rsgb.org/November Romeo Charlie and scrolling to the news section at the bottom of the page. British Science Week 2026 draws to a close today, and the RSGB is delighted to have seen so many clubs, societies, schools, youth groups and individuals taking part. This year's British Science Week campaign has been the biggest for amateur radio yet. The Society would like to thank everyone who got involved and for sharing your love and passion for the hobby with others. Highlights from the event will be featured in the June and July editions of RADCOM. Whether your club held an open day, arranged a skit, operated a special event station, supported a school, or held any other type of event, the RSGB would love to hear from you. To be included, send your report with the separate high-resolution photograph or video to bravosierrawhiskey.reports@rsgb.org.uk by the 31st of March. If you were one of the lucky groups to have been given free FM radio receiver kits and Morse code tutor kits to build, you will have been emailed separate instructions on how to submit reports for this activity. The RSGB Remote Invigilation Team will be taking a break over the Easter weekend. You will not be able to book an exam from Friday the 3rd to Monday the 6th of April. Exam bookings will resume as normal from Tuesday the 7th of April. Book your exam by going to rsgb.org/exams. If you've not secured your spot on the RSGB Members Only Direct Digital Synthesizer Programming Workshop taking place in Blackpool on Saturday the 11th of April, now is the time. Booking closes on Wednesday the 18th of March. Visit rsgb.org/practical-events. And now for details of rallies and events. Today, the Ripon and District Amateur Radio Society Rally is taking place at Great Ouseburn Village Hall, Lightmire Lane, Great Ouseburn, York, YO269RL. On Sunday the 22nd of March, Callington Radio and Electronics Rally will be held in the Town Hall, New Road, Callington, Cornwall, PL17-7BE. The doors will be open to the public from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Entry is £2 each, with no charge for those under the age of 16. A comprehensive selection of traders, clubs and societies from the southwest will be present. There will also be a bring and buy area, catering service, disabled access, toilet facilities and ample parking. Pre-booking is essential, so please contact Alastair M0KRR on 01503-262-755 as soon as possible. For more information, visit callingtonradiosociety.org.uk. And also on Sunday the 22nd of March, the Dover Amateur Radio Club Rally is taking place at Eastree Village Hall, High Street, Eastree, Kent, CT13-0QB. The doors will be open from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. and the entrance fee is £3. Refreshments will be available on site. Tables are £15 each, with a maximum of 2 tables per vendor. To book your table, contact the club via deltaalpharomeocharlie.online. Now the special event news. The Radio Amateur Association of Western Greece, Sierra Zulu 1 Alpha, is active with special call sign Sierra Zulu 40 Alpha to celebrate 40 years of continuous presence, service and contribution to amateur radio. Look for activity across multiple HF bands and modes until the 31st of May. QSL via ON3UN. Visit awards.sierrazulu1alpha.org to access awards that are available for working the station. And also, special call sign, Golf Bravo Zero Oscar Hotel will be active from the Isle of Lewis in the Outer Hebrides for around 6 days from the 11th of April. This is an opportunity for award chasers to log IOTA reference EU010 and Worked All Britain Square November Bravo 53. The station will be operating on several bands from 40 to 10 metres, mainly using FSB, but there may also be some FT8 activity. QSL via QRZ.com. Now the DX News. The 3 Yankee 0 Kilo team is operating from Bouvet Island on multiple bands. Depending on conditions, the station expects to be available until around the 18th to 20th of March. QSL via OQRS and Clublog. For more information, visit 3y0k.com. Yannick, F6FYD, is active as Charlie November 2 Yankee Delta from Marrakesh in Morocco until the 31st of March. He's operating using SSB on the 20 to 10 meter bands, QSL to F6FYD direct or via the Bureau. Now the contest news. Today, the UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest runs from 1000 until 1500 UTC using all modes on the 1.3 to 3.4 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Tomorrow, the 16th, the RSGB FT4 series contest runs from 2000 until 2200 UTC. Using FT4 on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is your report. On Tuesday the 17th, the RSGB 1.3 GHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 until 2230 UTC. Using all modes on the 23 centimeter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 18th, the IRTS 80 meter evening counties contest runs from 2000 till 2100 UTC. using CW and SSB on the 80-meter band, the extended signal report serial number and county code. On Thursday the 19th, the RSGB 70 MHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 until 2230 UTC using all modes on the 4-meter band, the extended signal report, serial number and locator. And finally, the British Amateur Radio Teledata Group HF RITI contest starts at 0200 UTC on Saturday the 21st and runs until 0200 UTC on Monday the 23rd of March. Using RITI on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the extended signal report, serial number and time. This is Golf Bravo to Romeo Sierra from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now, the propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 12th of March, 2026. There's been plenty to work on the HF bands this past week. 3Y0K on Bouvet Island is still attracting a lot of radio amateurs, but there's also 8 Quebec 7 Zulu Whiskey on the Maldives and a German group, Juliet 51 Alpha on Guinea-Bissau, to get your attention. The expeditions to look out for next week include Tando X-Ray 5 Echo Uniform from the Austral Islands, Yankee Juliet 1 Juliet X-Ray Zulu in Vanuatu, the tail end operations of Tango 80 Kilo in Palau, and Victor Papa 2 Echo Alpha Delta, Victor Papa 2 Echo Lima X-Ray, and Victor Papa 2 Echo Whiskey Echo on Anguilla. HF propagation has been reasonable, rather than outstanding, with a solar flux index in the 140s, declining to the 120s as the week progressed. There have been a few C-class solar flares, but nothing stronger. Geomagnetic conditions have also been reasonable, with the KP index mostly in the 2s and 3s. There was one excursion where the planetary KP index hit 4 on the 7th and 8th of March, but otherwise it's been relatively calm. The maximum usable frequency, over a 3,000 km path, has been exceeding 28 MHz on most days. 14 MHz was open to the Maldives via FT8 as late as 2200 UTC on Tuesday the 10th of March. Next week, the standout item is a large but relatively thin coronal hole on the Sun, and a high-speed solar wind stream from this reached the Earth on Friday the 13th of March. Expect the KP index to rise and HF propagation, especially on northerly paths, to suffer. The Space Weather Prediction Center forecasts that the solar flux index will decline further to be around 110 in the coming week. After this weekend's geomagnetic disturbance due to the coronal hole, the KP index is forecast to be more settled, with a predicted maximum KP of 3. Things may hot up later in the week, with a predicted KP of 4 rising to 6 on the 21st of March. Expect reduced maximum usable frequencies and poorer HF propagation, particularly on polar paths. Another VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The current spell of changeable weather is likely to stay with us through the bulk of the coming week. But there's a glimmer of hope for better conditions after midweek, with a suggestion of high pressure over northern Britain. To begin with, this means that rain scatter, including snow in places, will be worth checking out on the gigahertz bands, but strong winds may test antennas at times. The transition to high pressure should lift conditions a little, but since it's forming in a cold polar air mass, it may not be as good as it could be. The 1.3 GHz UK activity contest on Tuesday the 17th of March will probably still be in the wet and windy period, so there may be a rain scatter bonus if the rain is heavy enough to affect such a low GHz band. Aircraft scatter will always be the best option for this band when tropo is poor. The 70 MHz UK activity contest on Thursday the 19th of March may fare better for Troppo in Scotland and Northern Ireland. Meteor Scouter will offer up meagre rations as we remain in between major showers. The April lyrids are still a long way away. Aurora is still in the frame around the spring equinox, so as usual, check for the KP index moving up to 5 or higher. Sporadic is not usually part of the story at this time of the year in these latitudes, and if anything does get triggered, then look to explore the path on the digital modes first to see which directions are being favoured. For EME, the conditions are poor for the coming week, with moon declination negative but rising, not going positive until next Thursday. We continue with short moon windows and low peak elevation, but with falling path losses. While 144 MHz sky noise is moderate to low in the coming week, Wednesday and Thursday see the sun and moon close in the sky, meaning high noise on the lower bands due to wider antenna beam widths. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links when known. Meetings only today for my usual coverage area and all of Wales. Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on Wednesdays from 8 p.m. at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS20 8JT. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 4NE. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. Thornbrand South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30 p.m. every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. Yeovil Amateur Radio Club has a junk sale and bring and swap evening on Thursday. For Wales, Aberkenfigan District Amateur Radio Club meets on Wednesdays from 7 p.m. at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End, CF32 9DY. On Tuesday, Bury Amateur Radio Society has a club night from 7:30 p.m. at Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64 5ST, from 7:30 p.m. Carmarthen Amateur Radio Society is holding a movie night on Tuesday. The evening will cover three radio-related topics and be hosted by Roger, GW4OBA, from 6:30 p.m. at the usual club venue. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesday of every month from 7 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamsdown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16 7AD. Cumbrannan District Amateur Radio Society has a club night on Wednesdays from 7 p.m. at Hentliss Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. New one. On Tuesday, Halkin Radio Group has a social meeting and a 23cm band activity night at the Britannia Inn from 8 p.m. You can check it out through info@GolfWhiskey0HotelRomeoGolf.uk. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubino Recreation Club, Sunnydale, Cardiff, CF14 6EA at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. Holy Island Amateur Radio Club meets at the Boathouse Hotel, Holyhead, on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. The Nestle Amateur Radio Society meets at the Swiss Valley Community Centre from 7 p.m. every Monday. Newport Amateur Radio Society has a club meeting at Ruderian Tabernacle Church Hall on Thursdays from 7 p.m. On Tuesdays, St. Tibby Amateur Radio Society meets at the Portable Cabin next to Sarum Hall, SA18-3LN from 7:30 p.m. And finally, on Tuesday, Uskside Amateur Radio Club holds its club night, starting at 7:30 p.m. in the High Cross Community Hall, Church Close, Rodderston, Newport, NP10-9SH. That ends this week's GB2RS News broadcast, brought to you by John, Golf 4 Tango, Romeo, November. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeo-sierra-golf-bravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7:30, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.